The campaign phrase rapid response emerged during Bill Clinton's first run for the presidency. Clinton's top aides made a point of responding to every charge from his opponent. It was the beginning of an era in politics in which both camps in the presidential race engage in a minute-by-minute battle to push their message. This year, the biggest rapid response teams ever are producing biting rhetoric very early in the campaign. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams went inside both campaigns for this report.
Today's emphasis on instant response to any charge from a political opponent is a long way from the campaign of 1874. That year, Democrat Grover Cleveland's campaign was hit with a report that he was the father of an illegitimate child. Republicans chanted, "Ma, ma, where's my pa?" The Cleveland campaign did not respond until after he won the election with the chant, "Gone to the White House, ha, ha, ha."
Good morning.
This week, the exchange of rapid responses between the Bush and Kerry campaigns began on Monday with a speech by Vice President Dick Cheney. The vice president charged that Kerry was ready to raise taxes.
To get a clearer picture of what the first 100 days of a Kerry administration would look like, we can start by reviewing his last 7,000 days in Washington. A career highlight was his vote in favor of the largest tax increase in American history.
The Kerry campaign fired back almost instantly on the economy during a speech in California.
This administration has one economic policy for America: 3 million jobs lost and driving gas prices towards $3 a gallon.
The best way to control a story, especially a story like this, is to get your side of the story out first.
Stephanie Cutter is communications director for the Kerry campaign. On Monday night, Kerry's staff learned that the Bush camp was about to release an ad alleging that Kerry supported an increase in the gas tax.
When we got word that the Bush-Cheney campaign was going to hit us on an ad campaign today, we preempted it. We got together last night, we typed up this statement, and did a fact sheet and blasted it out to the press, made a couple of phone calls, and got into the wires.
They did a nice job putting their policy out Monday night.
Nicole Devenish is the communications director for the Bush-Cheney reelection campaign.
At the end of the day, Monday, I think, the Kerry campaign started to preview what they would do the next day, which is an announcement of a policy meant to address gas prices. So we, at 7 o'clock in the morning, released our ad to the morning networks and the wires.
If Kerry's gas tax increase were law, the average family would pay $657 more a year.
Raising we released the ad, and we always try to put it in context, because 30 seconds just isn't enough to give an issue context. So at 10 a.m., we put our campaign manager on the phone to go through the issue in the
with
record
whom?
With the press corps, and anyone's invited at 10 a.m.
Ken Melman, Bush-Cheney's campaign manager, led the conference call.
We have put forward an ad today that highlights Senator Kerry's long record of supporting higher, not lower, gas prices.
Meanwhile, the Kerry campaign rallied its troops to respond to what it called the, quote, latest Bush campaign false attack ad. The campaign used two surrogates, California Senator Dianne Feinstein and Oregon Senator Ron Wyden, to speak with reporters.
You know, up and down the West Coast now, our constituents are getting mugged at the gas pump.
Stephanie Cutter of the Kerry campaign.
It's part of our truth squad. I mean, this administration has thrown everything but the kitchen sink at us. They validate what we're trying to say. It's important to have other leaders out there saying, you know, what the truth is.
Nicole Devenish of the Bush-Cheney campaign.
It goes back and forth. We released our ad. They delivered a speech. Then we each responded to the other. There were at least three conference calls that our surrogates held yesterday responding to his various statements on the campaign trail. And really the effort of that is to always set the record straight when false things are said about the president and vice president.
The bottom line for the campaigns is whether their message is being heard. On Tuesday evening, this report ran on cable television's CNN.
A senior Kerry advisor said the senator never actually proposed in the Senate a 50-cent increase in the gas tax. A Bush-Cheney aide saying the president has a comprehensive energy plan to bring gas prices down, but says that plan has been thwarted by congressional Democrats about the only thing the two sides...
This is kind of the rapid response ground zero, if you will.
Nicole Devenish is giving a tour of the rapid response section of the Bush-Cheney reelection headquarters in suburban Washington, D.C. The campaign is located in an office building and is well organized, with blinking TV screens to monitor news coverage as well as rows of computers and charts of plans for upcoming events, ads, and surrogate appearances.
My day starts at 6, but I am not the first one here. The rapid response team gets in right around 5 or a little before that, starts pouring over all the national and key regional papers, puts together a document called Attack Breakdown that chronicles all of the attacks the Democrats have launched against the president. And so, you know, before 6 a.m., we're working on the message and response.
John Kerry for president.
In downtown Washington, D.C., Stephanie Cutter is working in new offices still being organized after Kerry clinched the Democratic nomination. Cutter works back-to-back in the same office with the head of her rapid response team, Chad Clanton.
Chad's probably spinning right now. Here's our map. Figure out where we want to
What does the map indicate? Like, you've got Missouri, Tennessee,
you got your blue states, your red states, your, you know, battleground states.
The battleground states are the ones that are colored in?
Yeah, you just want to make sure you're hitting as many of these states on a daily basis.
In addition to making calls to reporters, rapid response for both campaigns includes constant use of the Internet. The Kerry campaign has a site called The Debunker. They use it to post instant responses to every speech or statement coming from the Bush campaign. The GOP campaign website has unveiled the so-called Kerry gas tax calculator to show, quote, how much a 50-cent gas tax would cost your family. Nicole Devenish of the Bush campaign says things have come a long way from Bill Clinton's war room.
Now, and I'm sure that my counterpart, the Kerry campaign, will tell you the same thing. It goes back 5, 6, 7 times in a day.
The cycle never stops, as the campaigns immediately turn to placing guests on that night's radio and TV shows, offering little time for reflection on how effective the campaign has been at getting the candidate's message out for the day. Stephanie Cutter of the Kerry campaign.
I think we've been very effective today at setting the record straight.
Wait, why do you think that? When you go home, mm-hmm. How do you know that the rapid response was effective?
You don't. You know, you just do your best every day, set the record straight, and you wake up in the morning and you read the papers and you see how you did.
And the rapid response cycle goes on and on and on. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.